Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have, unfortunately, this to talk about today, the resurgence of the coronavirus.
Local officials are urging everyone who has not yet gotten a vaccination against COVID-19 to do so as soon as possible, because the highly transmittable Delta variant is now making up more than half of all cases nationwide. The warnings come in the wake of a rise in the virus locally. Average daily cases have now quintupled in the 8-county capital region over the last 2 weeks. It's gone from about an average of 4.9 new cases a day on July 5th to 24.3 as of Sunday, and that's according to an analysis done by our health reporter, Bethany Bump. The share of people testing positive for the virus in the region is now at 1.7% of those who are tested. That's an increase of 1.4 percentage points, up from just 0.3 over the previous period. It's the highest regional positivity rate in the state. Nationwide, the number is somewhat lower. Only 1.26% of those are testing positive, but that's also up from 2 weeks ago. The recent rise in cases has not yet translated into hospitalizations or deaths, but those usually lagging indicators that can sometimes take weeks or months to show themselves, and you can bet both of those will now go up with cases on the rise. Hospitals in the region reported just 9 COVID-19 patients under their care on Sunday. That would be something to rejoice about if you couldn't see that the numbers are about to start going up again.
Let's go from there to a big expansion announcement yesterday for Global Foundries in Malta.
Global Foundries said Monday it's going to build a second semiconductor fabrication plant at its Fab 8 campus in Malta. The expansion, Global Foundries says, will lead to the creation of about 1,000 more jobs and double its manufacturing capacity. It also signals a new phase of growth in the capital region's semiconductor industry, which, since Global Foundries opened more than a decade ago, has really been robust. The company already employs 3,000 people here and recently moved its headquarters to Malta. The expansion of the company over the last decade has fueled a home building boom around the plant and towns and counties that are nearby. Global Foundries has not said how much it plans to spend on the second factory, which will be known as Fab 8.2. But generally, such facilities take up to $15 million to build and equip. This construction phase will employ thousands of local people.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times-Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.